Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Alabama State Representative Andrew Sorrell as we highlight those who serve in our communities as government officials.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's the first thing that I had to learn about politics was go to an event and show them that you care. You know, when we went to a volunteer firefighter meeting, we were, of course, handing out our cards, trying to get votes. But at the end of the meeting, we stayed and we helped them pick up every table and chair in the place. That really meant something to the people in the community. It said, I mean, you're the first politicians to ever come here and actually helped us, like, clean up after the event, you know, throw the trash away and pick up all the tables and chairs. I'm talking about 500 chairs. It was a big event. Then those people then realized after they knew I cared about them, then they cared more what I thought about politics. And that's just how it works. That's people. I used to volunteer for a lot of different political campaigns, helped a lot of people get elected, but then I was always kind of disappointed they didn't stay true to their word. They didn't do what they said they were going to do when they got into office. And I guess that's what first motivated me to run for office myself. And I thought, I'm going to try to vote the way I said I was going to vote. I'm going to try to be responsive to the citizens. When I ran, I gave my phone number out to over 10,000 people have my cell phone number in my district, and I get a lot of phone calls. Being responsive as a legislator, a lot of your job is just simply returning emails and calling people back. Yes, I get a lot of emails, especially during session, but I try to take the time to respond to each and every one of them, especially if they put their name and their address. I love it when people do that. If somebody takes the time to send me a personal email, I'm going to take the time to personally respond. Same thing on the phone. If I get a voicemail on my phone from someone, man, I'm going to call them back. People appreciate that. Even if you call them back and say, hey, I'm voting no, and I know you want me to vote yes, but I'm voting no, and here's why. People just appreciate that you called them back and took the time to explain it.
I encourage you to find out more about those that are representing your community as government officials. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.